If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Obviously, it's going to depend on the content. That's a tough one, but I obviously want to be in the rotation all the time. I want to be a star in pitching, like a star all the time. But if it's for the team's sake, if it's to win something, if it's to get the World Series, then I'm willing to do anything.
Ranger Suarez threw his interpreter recently about the idea of going to the bullpen if the Phillies need. Well, they might need it right now. Jose Alvarado suspended 80 games by Major League Baseball. 215-592-9494. Boy, we got a lot of stuff going on today. We have the Ranger Suarez, the bullpen conversation. We know that Jose Alvarado's gone for 80 games. By the way, Hugh, I try to tell you that a lot of people believe Jose Alvarado. We put a poll up. Over 40% of people buy the story that he unknowingly
took.
I'm not kidding.
No, seriously.
Yes, I told you, people buy this stuff. There's no way in the world, in my mind, that he took this unknowingly.
Well, I guess I'm not surprised at the people.
At you people? Are you going to say it now?
I mean, I just said it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. Like, when you hear PEDs, like normally, like just say when a person gets suspended, they always say PEDs. Like in football, they always say PED. So it leaves you to speculate
right
what it was. Mm-hmm. And normally, most people think that it's steroids or something. But people that used to play, they'd be like, oh, man, that's probably took some aspirin or something, some wrong, because there's certain aspirins and stuff you can't take. The PED list for the NFL is extensive, and I'm pretty sure it's like that for baseball. But the reason why I find this one fascinating, because if you go back and look at most storylines about PEDs, it's vague. This one was very specific, and I keep saying that because when I heard this story, you know, because every time you hear, especially sports stories, you process how the conversation might go between me and you. And, you know, I'm thinking, I'm assessing what might be spoken about. And, you know, I try to go look and see if I can find out a little bit about something that, you know, whatever. And the thing that struck me in this was it was really, really specific.
Yep.
Really, really specific. So I'm like, okay, they knew what they were looking for. To some extent, it was what they were looking for, because it was too specific in the testosterone that he was taking.
Yeah, I don't buy it for a second.
Yeah,
I think he knew what he was taking. He got caught. Unfortunately, the Phillies got to deal with it now. What should they do? Well, they have some options here. You know, they could keep Mick Abel in the major leagues. He was tremendous yesterday. They keep him in the rotation for now while Aaron Nola's on the injured list. We know Andrew Painter's on his way at some point. And they could keep, you know, those guys here, certainly Abel, and move a starter to the bullpen. Now, we know Taijuan Walker was in the bullpen. He's coming back out to start this week against the Rockies. I don't think the Phillies anticipated Abel doing what he did yesterday, so that led them to believe they needed Walker back in the rotation. Maybe they don't now. Then there's also Ranger Suarez, who's done this in the past, who's been good at it, free agent to be. Hugh Douglas over here wants to pay him more money to do it. I say no, just go to the bullpen. Let's hear Eduardo Perez, Baseball Tonight podcast, former player Eduardo Perez, talking about, well, how the Phillies could, you know, use a starter in the bullpen.
He was their constant. He was actually their north when it comes to the bullpen and locking down games. And now they're going to have to look and see what's out there and maybe have to make moves that they did not want to make. Maybe have to get some of the top prospects, if it's in the minor leagues, and convert them into relievers. It's going to be interesting to see what happens now with the Phillies, especially in this division, where Ronald Acuna and Spencer Strider are also coming back for the Braves.
So he was referencing prospects. I mean, that are starters. I mean, there's only two that's jumped to my mind right now. One's Mick Abel, who just pitched yesterday. The other, of course, is Andrew Painter. And about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, whatever that was, I threw out the idea that, hey, if he's on an innings limit, maybe his best use could be to help them out of the bullpen at some point this season. Now, this was before the Alvarado thing blew up on us, so now we have that specter. Tomorrow, our good friend Paul Jolovitz is going to hop on the show to debate that idea.
Yep, he teased it on his show.
Let's hear that.
By the way, I'm going to be on debate week with Andrew Painter, not with Andrew Painter, debating Andrew Painter going to the bullpen with Joe Giglio Tuesday at noon in studio.
That's must-listen radio. I will be locked in for that.
Who's on what side here?
What do you think?
Take a guess.
There's only one side, Luke. The other side's ridiculous.
Fair.
I guess he told you.
Jolly starting early. I like that. Getting the first shot on Jolly's show.
Whatever.
All right, tomorrow at noon we'll bring Jolly on?
Yeah.
In studio?
Yep.
Have we had a Jolly debate in person?
No.
No, they've all been on the phone.
We have not.
That's going to add a little element to it. Is YouTube ready for Jolly? That's
no.
The question.
I don't think so.
I feel like in our past, at least one of them we did put on YouTube, but it was only me on the video, right? I don't think
yes.
We had the Jolly's face, just Jolly's audio. All right. So
I get to sit here for that. That's going to be pretty awesome.
You get to experience that in person.
In person. Haven't seen Jolly in a while, so it's going to be pretty cool to see
Jolly. All right, we'll talk to Jolly tomorrow coming up. By the way, also the news today, the Eagles brought back Joe Douglas, which now feels like small potatoes compared to the big news for the Eagles. They have signed Nick Sirianni to a multi-year extension. Before we go back to the phones, let me read you the statement that Jeff Lurie put out with the Eagles today. Quote, as an organization, we have always strived to create a championship culture of sustained success. Nothing is more important to fostering such an environment than having tremendous leadership. Nick has embodied everything we're looking for in a head coach since we hired him 4 years ago. His authentic style of leadership, football intelligence, passion for the game, and growth mindset have helped to bring out the best in our team. I am excited for what the future holds for the Philadelphia Eagles. That was from Jeffrey Lurie after the Eagles.
That sounds about like $18 million.
That's pretty dope.
Oh, you could tell the money from the statement?
That sounds like my 18.
Use money senses.
I'm saying, man, what it looked like.
Is that your
money.
Official guess, 18?
I'm going to say, I was thinking 17.5, but I think we got that other half a mil. I'm thinking 18.
We'll find out.
I can't wait to find. And I also want to see how many years. I mean, okay, he earned an extension.
Because he was lame duckish, though. He was a little lame duckish this year.
This would have been his last year.
Well, there was speculation, you know.
Well, if last year went bad, I mean, we know 2 years ago it sounded like they thought about replacing him.
I don't know, man. But then I'm thinking, I don't know, Kyle, because then an apology money, that's probably worth another
they
meal.
Don't have to apologize to him.
Yeah, they do.
For what?
Apologizing to that fan that made him mad and
you
cut his hair.
You should apologize for calling him a bubblehead.
I'm not going to do that. And listen, by me calling him a bubblehead, that helped him get paid.
Oh, so you're taking credit.
He need to shoot me a little something.
I don't
you
get
playing.
You're not getting a dime from Sirianni.
I'm just saying, but when I look at him, I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna ask for it, but I'm going to look at him like, yo.
A lot of the show today, Hugh Douglas wants a piece of Sirianni's contract.
You ain't
got to
give me a big piece.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You ain't gonna give me a big piece,
you're
but I'm
not
just saying.
Getting a dime.
I'm just saying,
Nick.
I'm just looking at him like, yo, cuz, Bubble, Coach Bubble, Bubblehead.
See this.
He's definitely not going to give you one into that.
No. I mean, he knew he was being a bubblehead, man. But the team came together.
The first they part thought, of being smart is knowing what to do.
They thought this thing was about to fall apart. We all did during that Cleveland week.
We all thought,
but it didn't.
They barely beat the Browns. I know.
So yeah, I need to be compensated.
No, you're not going to get compensated for this.
I mean, it's a nice thought. I know I'm not, but I'm just putting it out there.
Nope. Congratulations to Nick Sirianni. Well
that
earned.
That felt about like 19.
No,
I say 18.5.
Official guess.
Official guess.
Tomorrow, when the terms come out, he will be the what highest paid coach? So Andy
Reid.
Second
highest paid coach in the NFL.
I say he's not quite that high.
Joe.
Top five. Not top two.
I think he's going to end up being number one.
You think he's going to go over Andy Reid?
They gave Saquon a thank you contract. Isn't he the highest paid running back in the NFL now? Mm. But Sirianni's been to 2 Super Bowls. Two different sets of coordinators. Beat Andy Reid.
And you talk bad about him.
That's right. Joe
you
did.
Talk, you, yep. Well, oh, they no. probably talk
they
bad.
They should give
about
him extra because Giglio talked bad about
him. Did you guys forget I became a born again Sirianni guy? I'm in now.
That doesn't help the that's argument
almost
that we're
as, it's almost
today.
As real as Hugh taking the pledge, though.
I took the pledge.
No, I became a Sirianni guy.
I took the pledge. I didn't fart either.
You lied about both of those things. Liar. You didn't take the pledge seriously.
I did take the pledge.
And we know what happened on air about an hour and a half ago. We all heard it.
I did not for it. But I did take the pledge seriously, though.
Nope.
I didn't.
No one believes it.
He needs to apologize. Here we go. It's just amazing how it does. I'm not going to lie. It sounds like a fart.
I know.
But if you're being honest, and people, if you're being honest, you listen, that's a lift your leg fart. That's not one where you just sit there and just like act like you didn't do it. There was a lot going on with that one. Well, that's a lift a cheek fart.
If you had ignored it, maybe we would have. You were so embarrassed that you had to say something.
I had to say something because Rhea looked like, wow, this dude really farted in the studio. And I was like, no, I didn't.
If Joe really wanted to like play it up, he could act like it stunk.
I could have.
And you could
because
Rhea would have joined me.
I'm trying to tell you, man, when it happens, because I'm not going to say it might not happen. You'll know. Because it's going to stink.
It's happened twice in a year.
No, but it's gonna smell bad, too. It's going to be bad. It's all that protein, that diet food. Yeah, it's going to stink. I mean, I say that with a straight face. When I fart in here for real, you're going to change your tune.
Wow.
About me farting, you can be like, "Yeah, he's
fine." How about we try to avoid all these?
I'm not gonna. That's what I'm saying. I haven't done it.
Well,
but I'm just saying, if it happens,
the audio says otherwise. The audio doesn't lie. Let's go back to the phone lines here on all these topics. As Sirianni gets paid, and of course, the Phillies now have a big issue in their bullpen. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Gas Man Hugh. How's it going?
What's up, David?
The Gas Man. What's up, David?
Hey, do you think Jolly's going to fart tomorrow during your debate?
Is Jolly a farter? Is he a fart? I don't know. Is he a farter?
He's a snorer, as I know when I shared a hotel room with him once.
Did he fart during this sharing a hotel room?
We did share a hotel room. There was a blizzard in 2014, and
I think he told this story.
I think I've told it before, but I'll tell it again right now. In 2014, I was out working weekends, and we had a blizzard roll through, and they offered everyone that was going to be on that day, David, a hotel room, right? Because we probably wouldn't be able to get out of the city. So I was like, all right, I'll take a hotel room. And then I found out when I got to the city that I was rooming with Jolly. Like, we had two beds, but we had to share a hotel room, and Jolly snored so loud that it woke me up, and I couldn't get back to sleep, and I walked back to the studio in like a foot of snow and slept on a couch here. It was traumatizing,
things you've got to do for work.
That's right.
So about this Alvarado, he's too stupid, too lazy to even be in Major League Baseball. If it's fine, he was cheating. But when you get caught, there's so much science out there nowadays, and there's so many doctors that stay ahead of the curve for all the testing. They know what they're testing for. And for him not to be able to avoid that is unforgivable. I don't ever want to see him in a Phillies uniform again as long as he's alive. And
so you don't want him back when he's eligible to come back in late August?
No, because he's not smart enough. I mean, baseball is also mental. As you know, Joe, I play senior softball, so I know these things. And, you know, if you can't figure that out, if you're just too lazy, so you're going to take testosterone and, you know, knowing it's getting tested for, and then, oh, I got caught, you know, there's no excuse for that. Absolutely zero.
Well, I agree, but let's not be too hasty here, okay? Let's just play it out, and let's say we get to late August, and we're still leaking a little oil in the bullpen, and he's ready to go. I mean,
yeah, you got to do what you got to do that.
I mean, we can forget. We can forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
Come get some outs.
Can I ask you this real quick?
No, we're not forgiving and forgetting anything. You know, we're never forgetting Hugh Farden in the studio.
We're not forgetting Hugh Farden.
Can I ask you real quick? When Lane got tested positive for PEDs, how soon did you forgive him?
Oh, we wanted him back as soon as he was ready.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I get what everybody said. It's different, man. It's different. It's just,
you know, I've noticed this over the years. There is a much higher threshold and forgiveness for football players. We shrug it off like, well, they kind of need it. Baseball players were like, screw that guy. He cheated.
Hey, Hugh, didn't you sneak out in the middle of the night when you got caught by Jacksonville? Didn't talk to anybody?
Oh, no, I snuck out during the day. It was different.
Should do anything for us.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what the difference was? I didn't give a I didn't care about those cats like that.
You getting too comfortable again?
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, Joe, wow. I did it again. I'm Michael Jordan, my teammates.
You did.
Yes, I did. And I told them to this day. It's only a few guys.
Bleep those Jaguars.
Yes, it's only a few guys that I speak to, and I speak to them sparingly. I speak to Fred Taylor, had him on the show, Marcus Stroud. That's about it. And Marcus Stroud, my frat brother, so.
Not Jack Del Rio?
No.
I mean, what are we paying
for? You want to apologize to those guys for sneaking out on them,
man,
now?
Man, you know, if they said anything to me, David, and this, I'm telling you this because we've known each other for a while, I tell them to kiss my ass, like, flat out. I don't owe you no apology. I left. Matter of fact, I mean, hell, when I was there, I fell asleep on the training table, so if you didn't see me then, you weren't about to see me.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got? Ranger Suarez, bullpen, what are you doing?
Now, here's the problem with your entire concept here, Joe, is if you're putting Ranger into the bullpen, you're bringing Taijuan Walker out as a starter. And Taijuan Walker, he's good for an inning, two innings before he gets, you know, they score 10 runs on him.
Right.
So you need to keep Taijuan there because you can just pitch him one, two innings. I mean, he showed what a great three-inning closer he is. And I think Taijuan can handle that role in the bullpen and then just keep Ranger out there, keep Mick Abel up, and you're good to go.
Look, he did it well in Tampa a couple weeks ago. So if it's certainly a possibility, but they've already, and David, we appreciate it, they've already moved Taijuan back to the rotation. Taijuan is pitching now. Like, what happened yesterday, unless the Phillies changed their plan? Their plan right now is that Mick Abel's going back to the minor leagues, and they're going to have Taijuan and Ranger in the starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So who's in the bullpen?
Right now?
Right now. No Alvarado, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're short because we don't have Taiwan out there right now. He's in the rotation again. We're short out there.
I think they're still trying to figure it out.
I know, but they got games to play.
Yeah, they do. Your bet, like, you would love, I think that if I'm just, you know, brainstorming this, you want Ranger to go, like, he's the easiest to go. Because of the arm, and the arm was a lefty.
Yep.
Yeah, you want that in the bullpen.
That's another fair point, that we're losing a lefty in the bullpen. Yeah, Ranger's a lefty.
Yeah, he's a lefty.
Now you're helping my case. I like this.
But that's what I'm saying, Joe. And the easiest fix is to do exactly what I said. Give him $30 million, man. $30 million and send him to the bullpen.
Nobody likes spending other people's money like Hugh Douglas. It's unbelievable.
Man, I don't even like spending money.
His own, he doesn't want to spend it.
I don't want to spend it. But again, I gave the story out of necessity. Because you're looking at it from the long haul. Like when I said I could have probably drove my truck home, but I probably would have had to pay more to get it fixed if I would have did more damage. Shout out to Barbera, by the way, for opening up. I had to drop my truck off at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
How was that? Were you happy that night?
No, it was funny because
that's way past your bedtime.
I know.
Stayed awake. Not only that.
You okay?
But not only that, but it's for a dealership to be open for you could drop your truck off, like that, he did me a solid because that doesn't happen. So So shout out to the Barbera folks.
They took care of you.
They took big time, it's easier to. It was easier for me to pay that little bit of money then, as opposed to paying more later. And to me, that's how I look at this whole Ranger thing. If it costs me $30 million right now to pay Ranger to go into the bullpen and still be a utility arm for me, that's a whole lot cheaper than giving up some prospects.
Well, it is. And
on top of that, to Kyle's point, because I get what you're talking about when you say this. We're worried about the future and how this team is going to perform this year. And we don't want to be tethered to too many contracts. I look at it like this, though, Kyle. We always need pitching. And we always need versatile arms. And if we got Andrew Painter here, Andrew Painter's coming up. He's going to be an arm. We don't know what's happening with Nola.
It looks like Mick Abel's got a shot now. Yep, certainly.
So why not keep Ranger? So
but what's the point of having versatile arms if you're not even going to move him to the bullpen when the time comes?
But it costs money to do that.
It doesn't.
It actually doesn't. You're suggesting that it should. It doesn't.
The big picture.
See,
the big picture idea you have.
You two guys want to be bullies.
No, bullies. This is a major league baseball.
You're going to the bullpen and you're going to like it. In a contract year.
This is professional sports.
Who's in charge of the team?
In a contract year. Why do you think they haven't done it yet? Because they know it's going to be some backlash.
I think Dave DeBrasi is just sitting on his hands. I think they're trying to buy time because they don't know what to do.
Well, I think that these moves can't be made willy-nilly. I guarantee you, they've asked Ranger, what can we do to make you go to the bullpen? What can we do to make your transition to the bullpen a lot easier? You know, and if I'm Ranger, you know what I'm saying? Money makes everything a little bit easier.
So I think he's
getting paid.
Yeah, he's
no a little bit
contract.
More. Okay, no. I'm sorry, I didn't phrase that right. A little bit more money would make it so much easier to go to the bullpen.
I do think they're delaying this decision because if they get it wrong, it's a big deal.
Yes,
I mean whatever they do, if they decide to put Range in the bullpen and then whoever they put in the rotation stinks or vice versa, obviously they don't want to touch Painter. But
they don't. He's not even a thought. He's the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, he's the starter.
Everyone could tell me that. That's fine.
He's the starter.
Yeah, but doesn't mean he has to be.
You have to figure out.
Someone has to be a reliever. Like, why am I the only? It feels like we have no roof on our house and we keep buying these expensive cars.
But
put a roof on the house.
I'm trying to tell you what's the feasible thing to do. You just don't want to hear. You just want to go in there and be a bully.
Time out. Let's take your idea off the table. What do you do then?
You talk about paying Ranger?
No. Yeah, paying Ranger's off the table. So you have the option of just putting Ranger down there, putting Taiwan, or putting one of the prospects, or they might have to trade one of their other top prospects to go get an arm. That's part of the problem now.
If Taiwan was a lefty, this would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, but you know what?
But he's not.
We needed another guy in the bullpen even when we had Alvarado.
No, you did.
Now we're down two.
Painter's going to be the starter. I'm doing this quick fix, right?
Yeah, quick fix.
The only way that I fix this, and I feel like it's financially feasible, is to give Ranger some more money and put him in the bullpen. Because the reason why doesn't Ranger want to go to the bullpen, Joe?
Because
he's in a contract year.
Every pitcher would rather be a starter. You make more money.
So, okay, since the money's a stickler, but $20 million. Give him $20 million for 3 years.
How about you go do it and we'll talk after the season? How's that sound?
Well, if that's the case, that's like we could talk after the season, but it almost has to be a guarantee. That I'm going to get paid, that you're going to pay me. Yeah.
What if you get hurt?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I need some guarantee.
From my perspective, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. You get hurt, I don't want you anymore.
Okay, well, give me $20 million.
How about you get zero, and you like it, and you go pitch down there?
What's that prorated? Prorated over 3 years. What's that prorated?
Whatever it is.
How much am I making now? $6 million? Give me 10 a year.
No.
Give me 30. Give me 10 a year. Give me 10 a year. I'll go. I'll do it for you. Hey, you know what? I want to, like, I'll enjoy it. Just give me 10 a year. $30 million. Mm-hmm. Just give me 30 for three.
Screw that guy.
30 million. Give me 30.
No.
I'll go in the bullpen for you and be happy about it. 30 million.
I just love how
my wife just got here. I'm channeling my inner Ranger now.
She's been here for a year.
My wife just got here, dog. We need 30.
Leave the man's wife alone.
3 years, 30 mil. Give me 3 years, 30 mil. I'll go in the bullpen.
No.
Won't bat an eye. Go out there and be the best lefty you've seen. Back won't get tight. Well, I ain't going to tell that lie, but, you know, back might get tight. But I'll go to you go to bullpen for 30.
We might need the Hugh Douglas lie tracker throughout a show because we're piling them up.
No.
We are piling them up.
$30 million is an easy fix if you look at it like that. That's not a lot of money for a pitcher.
They didn't have any money to spend this offseason. They paid $10 million for Max Kepler, who
refused.
Well, hold on. Because now that this is about making a huge payday as a starting pitcher in the offseason, $4 million is gonna sway him from getting that big.
Because he's making, what, six now, right?
Eight. It's eight.
It's eight?
8.8.
But like
okay, with two. Two, baby. But he's making more money.
I'm saying four is not enough. Like, why would four be enough to change his entire outlook on getting a massive payday in the offseason?
Thank you, Kyle. So that's, what, six more? So $36 million.
Okay, I mean, still.
So $36
million. Like, you're crazy.
The Phillies would be a laughing stock if they gave Suarez $36 million to go to the bullpen.
But okay, I'm going to ask you this.
Good thing you're not his agent.
But no, I'm just saying. To ask me to forego my senior year and help you out, because that's what we're doing. This is contract year, right? You can't give me $36 million?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to pay you anything more than
See,
you.
See, that's the problem. You don't want
I
to
don't
do
want
it.
I don't want to.
But you need to.
I don't know. What I need to do is I need to fix the bullpen.
Do you need a left arm? Do you need a left-handed pitcher?
I need a good bullpen arm, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, I need to get paid. I'm really channeling.
How many selfish guys do we? Quite frankly. How many selfish people do we need on one team?
All of them. Everybody's selfish, man. To a certain, like, you sit there and you talk that, like, put it like this: Kyle Schwarber's selfish to a certain extent, but he's more flexible. He's doing it because he knows he's in a position right now. He's about to get paid regardless.
And Suarez could do the same thing. Go pitch lights out.
It's a little different. It's a little different, Suarez, because he didn't start the season. Mm. He didn't start the season healthy.
Whose fault is that?
Well, it's probably his wife's fault.
No, it's probably 215-592-9494.
Okay, Joe's done talking to me for a minute.
We'll get to all your phone calls in the final hour. All right, the Alvarado situation.
$36 million is not a lot of money, man.
It is. Again, the Phillies offseason was pinching pennies this entire winter. Now you're just willy-nilly just throwing out $36 million to get a guy to go to the bullpen. Are we hear from you people later on. Your phone calls on the Ranger thing. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles agreed to a long-term deal with them. They've re-signed their head coach as we speculate on where he could land on the highest-paid head coaches in the NFL. All that, plus, we got to get to a Sixers trade rumor involving the number three pick with a huge name coming back. I can't wait to get Hugh's thoughts on this. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.